right. Live online through BBS Radio. Good evening. Happy Wednesday. September 11th, 2019. Another Wednesday evening. Conference call simulcast with this radio show. If you have questions, we have answers. You can submit an answer, a question online or email to win. The email address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. We had a few more people join in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Good evening.
Hi, thank you.
Good evening, Terry.
Hi.
Did I hear Don?
Yeah. Hi, guys. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Don.
Northern Ohio.
And welcome to join in. Welcome to you all. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, it's Don and everyone. Shirley from Columbus, Ohio.
Hello, Shirley. Welcome.
Hello, Shirley.
Hi, Wanda.
Hey, I suppose you could submit an answer if you wanted to.
Yes, but you put me to the question, right?
Oh, that would work. They'd come up with a question.
Well, the answer is yes. All right. Anyone else that wants to say name and location, feel free to do so. And feel free to not do so. We welcome everyone. Also, those listening in online through BBS, thank you for being here. Welcome to the next live caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jennifer from Greensburg, PA. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Jennifer. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Janine from Salt Lake City.
Welcome to you, Janine.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Janine.
Good evening. Glad I'm here.
All right. And the next person that joined in, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Chris in Memphis.
Hi, Chris. Good evening. Welcome.
Yes. Hey, man.
Hi, Chris.
Hey,
Chris.
Yeah.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Linda, Louisville, Kentucky.
Hello, Linda. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hello, Linda.
Hi.
Good to have somebody from Kentucky. Welcome to the next caller. Please say name and location.
I'm Nixon, and I'm in my paper cup.
Hi, Nixon. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Nixon.
Nixon.
Yeah.
Hi, Nixon.
You got it. Email. Thanks, Lynn.
Welcome to the next call. I appreciate name and location.
Is that Nick and Perth? It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome.
Hi, Lynn.
It's Roger and Austin.
Good evening, Roger. Roger. Welcome.
Hi, Roger. Good evening, Wynn. Good evening, Roger.
Hi, Ronnie.
The next person.
Okay, I'll meet you then.
Hi, it's Prudy.
Hi, Prudy. Welcome.
Thank
Prudy. You. Hi, Prudy.
Hello. All right.
Hello, Prudy.
Hi, Wanda.
Kentucky is the law of one state.
Yeah.
I like it.
And our license plates.
It's on their license plates.
It
could be.
So what's the one law?
We should design it.
So what's the one law?
I think that would be a waste of energy. But I appreciate the idea.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location. They don't need you. I'll do. We welcome you.
Go back.
Is Terry here yet?
No, she's not.
She's not. Okay.
Correct, she's not.
Did you get my question today, Wynn? When did you send it? About 5 minutes before the call. No, I didn't. That's no. But it's probably there. I didn't check. I checked. I compiled all the calls at 5:06, and then I'm just going to compile the rest in just a moment.
I just want to. Sometimes it doesn't get there at all, so I'm asking.
If I don't see it, I'll let you know, and I'll make sure I get it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that the universe is prejudiced against you.
Noticed that.
I think you should ask that question. Is the universe what part of me creates prejudice in the universe?
Don't you like me?
Do I have an entity that's fighting against my nature?
Did I roll in something?
Huh?
Did I roll in something?
Yeah, something that runs downhill.
Am I destined to be a famous cartoonist?
When you're a little too close to the mic.
There we go. Is that better?
The problem is your inner child.
A childlike sense of wonder.
Do I keep getting what I'm always getting because I keep doing what I always did? What is it that I always did? Now, why doesn't somebody ask that question? Everybody could ask that question, right? Yes.
Yes.
I'm on.
Yes.
Communication between Studio 2 and Studio 4.
Terry just called in and said, "What's the code?"
Yeah.
Oh, well, I have reconciled myself that I am her external hard drive.
We did have another person join in. Welcome to the call. Say your name and location.
Hey. If I say it, I'll giggle.
Welcome, Helen.
It's not there.
And the next person that joined in, welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
Just me again. I called back in. My line was a little noisy.
Welcome back, Don.
Thanks.
Now, why don't you ask the question, why is it I always start giggling uncontrollably? You don't want everyone to know the answer, do you?
I don't know the answer.
You know the answer?
Not your side side.
All I know is when we went to the therapist, my daughters and I, and she asked us a question, we'd all giggle, and she says, "Why do you all giggle when it's a really serious question? You should be crying."
Because you do it, it feels good. It raises your vibration. It feels good.
We just always giggled.
So your therapist wants you to be miserable.
Yeah.
Now, those of you that are listening on BBS or are listening in the background, it's okay. You know, we have like a bunch of weirdos that help hold the energy for us. And they all have to say hello to each other.
It helps them make feel comfortable. It helps ground the energy. And, of course, I'm a weirdo, too. This is, the call's going to start in just a minute. And our calls, at least what people tell me, are amazing. There is probably, in fact, I can say almost certainly, nothing like it on the planet, okay? So don't let our casual repartee, is that the right word, repartee?
Yeah.
Don't let our casual repartee make you think that it's trivial.
Wayne, can you check, see if you got my question in case I have to resubmit it?
Hang on.
And welcome to all those that are listening in on BBS Radio. Thank you for being here.
You know, I got an interesting text. I got an interesting text from Heise the other day. And it really made me sad. I sent him the text. Can you do a replay? Maybe the first Terry Friedman. I'm in Phoenix and driving Terry back from the doctor. And then I got a reply from Hise. It said, "S Prudence, I'm done with this shit."
Oh, man. I missed
that.
And so,
one.
And so,
hello.
You know, he kept coming into the calls and acting like nothing was wrong. And I said, why is he coming into the calls?
Hello?
Hello? Hi there. Who's that?
Oh, hi there. Yes, I thought you might have been referring to me. You know, why is he coming into the calls? But of course not, because I just got in on this discussion. And it's been a number of years that I was on your mailing list, and it wasn't until now that I had even the time to come in. But anyway, all right. So,
well, welcome.
Is it Mario? Yes, sir. It's Mario.
Mario, where are you located?
San Antonio, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hey, Mario.
You know, there's a lot of people still on my list that, you know, our whole. What's the word? Our whole gestalt has been constantly changing in amazing ways. And, you know, a lot of people heard me years ago when I was on George Norrie a number of times. And, you know, different times in the beginning stages of this, when I didn't know really how to put it out, and mostly I was talking about my channeling girlfriends, okay? But, you know, my big question was, how is this supposed to impact people? How does it work? Because I really didn't want to be a guru. I don't even want to be famous, okay? But it might happen. It could happen. It probably would happen because it's in my highest service. It's in the highest service to be famous because of the way people, you know, like, for example, on this call, people submit questions. Did you submit a question tonight by any chance? You didn't submit a question, did you?
No, I did not. No.
It's like we,
email, you know,
over time, you know, at first it was like I was a little intimidated. I mean, how could I be talking to a group soul that says they created the universe that people have interpreted many times in history as God. Why are they talking to me? And what am I supposed to do with this? And, you know, I bounced around with that. It took me about 3 years to come to the conclusion, okay, they're not, I don't think, yes. Oh, geez. Terry's calling in and saying, what's the main number? Hang on a second. What? It's good for you to prepare yourself for this.
Oh, are you telling me that it's good for
me? No. Terry. Terry, who is my partner.
Our channel.
Channel.
Maybe.
712-770-5600. There, you got it? No.
Let me finish what Vin was saying on that text. He called me last night about it. Turned out that was my phone number I had like 5 or 6 years ago for somebody else or something. But
somebody is. Apparently, I texted him before, and I mentioned Prudence's name. So the person was screwing with me and answered and said. I said, oh my God.
I don't understand. My name is being slandered behind me, and I don't understand what's going on.
Well, it's just that at various times, Hayes, you and me will have text messages like saying, they'll say, I can't be on tonight, Prudence. Can you cover for me? Okay?
Oh, yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
And so I was sending some text to an old number of Highs, okay? And but it was reassigned to somebody. And so they answered my text. Why don't you ask Prudence to do it? I don't have time for this shit anymore.
Oh, that's funny.
I was saying, hey, would you like to say your name in your city? Would you like to say your name in your city?
Terry.
Oh! Hello,
hi.
Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Terry just came in and said, oh, I'm dyslexic. You understand? You know how I am.
Yeah, I wrote the number down, but it was all wrong.
Hey, Mario, I want to say warm welcome to you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So when did you get my question?
I'm just going to look now, okay?
Okay. Because I'm one of those that you don't usually get sometimes.
Okay, hang on, let's see.
Me too.
Yeah, well, you know, I probably block the reg.
I only ask because it's timely, you know. It's a timely question.
I probably reached my limit.
Hey, can I ask a question? Can I ask a question?
Who's that, Mario?
Yeah.
Can you ask a question?
Yeah.
What do you think, guys? Should I take his question? Go ahead. Give me your question.
Okay. Okay. Well, first of all, I think I'll give a disclaimer because I might be so out of sync and not even be aware that I am because this is the first time that I'm calling this group.
Mm-hmm. You
know, I might not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a good feeling, though. I mean, a good whatever. I don't know if that means anything, you know, because...
You know what? That means everything.
I'm not sure that I fully have your gestalt in mind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you know, keep in mind... The source that answers our questions can look at you They're looking at you right now. They don't bug you. They don't violate you. But they're looking at your energy field.
Mm-hmm.
And they're you have to pay attention for a while to say, oh, my God, they're really doing that. Because otherwise it's intimidating. And they don't judge you. So you don't have to be afraid of what's wrong with you. At least not from their point of view. And they're very wise, and they're very insightful. And so when you ask them a question, they answer it. It's not a psychic reading. They answer the questions from a very high perspective, from the point of view that you are an evolving soul. Everyone is. But they don't, you know, most people don't know it. Most people think that this is all there is. You know, what you see is what you get. But, you know, everybody, when they die, they continue. And there's a huge amount of evidence for that from being on this call. I think that probably everyone who listens to the calls regularly has a very strong conviction that they're not going to die, and they continue, okay? And then if that's true, then instead of just thinking about questions that have to do with your life as it is today, and it's okay to ask those, and they give very wise answers, but there is, how do I conduct myself in this life so that when I die, I have the best experience, okay? That I prepared for that, as well as just trying to figure out how to get through the daily grind. So give me a question.
Okay, it's real basic. Yeah, I'll shoot to the point. Why is it that I'm going to tell you, you know, and people don't have anything to counter with, because I just tell them the truth about what happens in a circumstance. And then, you know, if they confront me about it in some way, you know, then I corner them, and they don't want to hear anything about it, and they either back away from it, or they fire me, or they stab me behind the back, or they spread, you know, some half truths that are not true at all, and then I just kind of bring it up. Why does that happen to me when I don't deserve that? Why does it happen? Because all I'm doing is if somebody steps on my toe, you know, and I complain about that, then I'm made out to be, you know, the problem when they're actually the problem. And then I, you know, and I kind of, when then, of course, like when I corner them on that, they have no, at least now they have no reply. And at least now I'm getting more respect, you know, so at least it seems like they kind of respect me, you know, a little bit, but it's kind of like they hide and they disperse away in their little shadows of mistruth and misrepresentation, and, you know, little halfway innuendos. And
okay, I got it.
Why? What's the point?
Okay.
Why?
I'm kind of
tired of it. I'm bored with it, actually. But anyway.
Well, good. What city are you in?
San Antonio.
San Antonio. Okay.
Yeah. San Antonio,
okay.
Texas. So I wasn't giving you specific examples, but it all boils down to the same thing. You know, I could go into specifics,
okay,
but you know what I'm talking about. So.
Yeah. You know, on that question, I'm going to start the recording before we do anything, but I noted it here.
You might get to close again.
Here we go. Tell me after I mute everybody, like right now. Hang on a second.
Muted.
Am I better now, Heise?
No, you still, because the crackling is going on.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, let's see here. I'll start the recording.
The recording has started.
This is September 11th, 2019. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And this is our Wednesday night question and answer call where people submit questions and our sources are going to answer them. And it's not a psychic kind of thing, although they are psychic, but they're not interested in displaying psychic information. They're interested in sharing with you how you can be more of who you are, how you can connect more with your own soul energy, and helping you understand some of the things that happen in the world and even happen in the worlds after you die in a way that is useful information that you can apply to make your life better. And we have two group souls that are collaborating on these answers. They're in another dimension. One of them never had bodies. They're pure energy. And they're at the very top end of the universe, so they say. And the other one did have bodies and had, they went through cycles of reincarnation, many, many, many lifetimes. And eventually, the term is they graduated this realm, which means they completed their cycle of understanding of this dimension and were not required to come back. Most of us have to keep coming back until we master this realm on some level or another. It doesn't mean you have to master it and become rich or have family. It's actually when you master this realm, one of the best indications that you've mastered it is everything gets boring. You say, what do I want to do? Nothing interests me anymore. Until you come to the thing, well, the only thing that's interesting is when I'm really helping other people, because I feel a good energy in that, and I feel validated. And those are signs that you've mastered this realm. Now, everything works on free will. So you don't have to not come back because you graduated. Many people do. And they come back to be supportive of other people that they cared about. So oftentimes, they come back, you know, as the child of somebody that they love. Or they come back as the parent. Or they come back and they marry somebody that they had a previous connection with, okay? And, Craig, I got your question, okay? And, now, I'll read Craig's question in just a moment, okay? And we are really lucky to have Terry here because, you know, she may be dyslexic and forgetful, which she is. And that's because, and I've learned this over time, Don, I got your question, okay? And Jim, I got your question. And Craig, I got your question. And Prudence, I didn't get your question. So, Prudence, why don't you text me your question, okay? And I'll look at my phone text as we go, and I'll get to it, okay? All right. And let me just make sure this no more last minute questions. And they will always say that you're not supposed to believe them blindly. You know, channeling, and I learned this early on, and is when a source says there's something, how in the world do you know you can trust who they are and what they say, okay? And you can't. I mean, it took me at least 3 years to say, okay, I think they are who they say they are. And I was a physics major, and I'm a skeptic, particularly with channelings, okay? And so, you know, I've asked them at this point, we've asked thousands of questions. We've had miracles. We've had wisdoms. We've had healings. And most of all, they relate to us not as some master in higher dimensions who we should follow, but as friends, okay? And that from the Elohim's point of view, they say they created the universe. And that was very hard for me to believe. And so I asked them, we did about 20 calls about how they actually created the universe. And they told us scientifically, in detail, as much as we could understand how that worked. And I was a physics major, and I said, it sounds like it could be real, okay? And then, you know, another one of many things that were convincing to me that I was into something that was extremely real had to do with this idea that I learned when I was writing The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. I learned that people look like their past lifetimes. And it's because when you die, the imprint of your DNA travels with your soul, and when the soul comes in to a new fetus, it programs the new fetus with the DNA of the past lifetime so that we all look like our past lifetimes. But it's not that important unless you happen to have been somebody famous and you get an indication directing you to that person and you look like them. It's very compelling. So David Wilcock was the spitting image of Edgar Cayce. His friend looked like Edgar Cayce's wife. His father looked like Edgar Cayce's father. So anyone who's looked at those three pictures might believe that he's Edgar Cayce. And there were a lot of other instances. And at the time that I wrote the book, this incredible wisdom was coming through him. And then when the book came out, he went in another direction and started doing, you know, ET conspiracy stuff. And I felt like maybe he knew what he was doing. I don't know. Or maybe he went off his highest path. I don't know. But they were started talking to me while I was writing the book. And hopefully I have stayed true to the highest purpose of this mission. And then when Terry started channeling, you know, I happened to ask the question, was Terry ever anybody famous? Because Terry is so shy. And they told me to look up St. Catherine of Siena, who I never heard of. And then I found the story of this young girl who would go into the local church in Siena, Italy. They would write down everything she said because they thought God was speaking to them through her. And she was sainted after she died. And Terry happened to be the spitting image of St. Catherine. And that did it for me. I said, I mean, there were other instances like that, lots of them. And I don't really want to go into all of that. I've done that on many of our calls, and people who are regular know what it is. But that was a big one, okay? And I said, I think this is real. And, you know, the more I studied St. Catherine, the more I could see that Terry had a lot of the personal attributes of St. Catherine. And this has nothing to do with religion or belief or faith, okay? In any case, I got everyone's questions. I got your question, Don. And let's get started so we can see how fast we can go through them. And normally, if we have too many questions, I go a little longer. We have another call right after this one called Whole Planet Healing, which is not shadowing, but it's a group energy call where I became convinced that when we created intentions, the sources on the other side would add to our intentions energetically and give them much more power. And so we do that in a planetary healing way from 7 to 7:45 or so. And people come, you know, get hooked on it. They come regularly, and it's amazing. Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. And, of course, you're not ready, right?
No, I'm, but I'm here. I show up anyway.
Right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of light to surround and protect Terry and myself, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We are seeing ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxy, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protective space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We welcome a new person on our line tonight. And we welcome every person who is here listening or will listen to a transcript, listen to an audio or read a transcript later. We take a moment to calm Terry down after all of the things that happened today where her friend Paul died. And so she's a little bit dyslexic today. We are anxious to be with you and assist wherever we can. If we ever see anything that doesn't make total sense to you, disregard it. You are the master of your fate. You are the one, the creator of your life, of your experience. We do not control that, but if we can assist wherever we might, we do assist where we can. Do you have questions?
Yes. Just a second here. I was going to start with Mario's question to make sure we didn't miss it. And Mario, I kind of semi-rewrote your question to simplify it. I want to make sure it's okay with you. So I'm going to unmute everybody. And
unmuted.
Are you there, Mario? Hello, Mario? Mario? All right, I'm just going
to... Muted.
Okay, here's how I wrote Mario's question, and I think I got it, really simplified it. Why is it that people can respond negatively to me when I tell them my truth? And, of course, our sources heard your question when you directly said it. I just wanted to make my comment on it. And I sense that you are a fairly advanced soul, and you have perspectives that are deeper than other people's perspectives. And oftentimes, when you're that kind of a person and you share your deeper perspectives, other people can't really accept them because it upsets their reality system. You know, people have reality systems that are based on their belief patterns. And some reality systems are very condensed, very contracted, and some of them are very expanded. And as we go on in life and we communicate to different people, we don't take that into consideration, except if you happen to have a more expanded reality system than someone else, unless they're willing to grow and change, they may very well act defensively when you share something from a higher perspective. Now, that would be my answer, and I used to have that experience often in my life when I was younger. And I may be wrong, so I'm going to turn it over to our sources and let them share what their perspective.
Thank you. People have their defense mechanisms that they have in play very often when there is someone that has done something that they defend and they don't want to listen to anything except their point of view because they, as Wynn has said, they have their own reality system, they have their own beliefs. Very often someone will see a fault in another that they have going on in their own life. But that is one way a person can protect themselves from seeing what they do. Very often, if they find fault with another, they have that own thing going on within themselves. But if you have pointed out a truth and you find somebody that can listen and can objectively consider that, you have found a friend. Give us a moment. we look more deeply. People protect their beliefs very guardedly, and they have developed those beliefs as a way of living that they feel is necessary for them to have, so they have those beliefs. And if you see beyond and deeper into them, into what they have going on, and you attempt to tell them, sometimes it strikes such a chord with them that they have to deny it, because it would shake their foundation of beliefs of how they live to be able to assimilate what you are telling them. If you say something to them that nearly gets to the truth, but not quite, if you are off by just a little bit, you can trigger the truth, but it will be met with anger because you have not exactly pinpointed the thing that is going on, but you have gotten so close to the truth that if they have upset or problems concerning that area, it will trigger and they can get quite angry. So if you are telling somebody something about themselves and you are a little bit off center or don't quite get it, they can get quite mad because you've gotten very close to the truth, but they make you wrong because you've triggered the upset or some upset, but you haven't said it exactly to blow the researcher or to the thing that they have going on to dismiss it or to allow it to disperse, but it's triggered, so the anger from any upset can be transferred onto you. Sometimes a person will see deeply into another person. However, one has to be careful of that kind of a thing because the person has guarded, that they are guarding something. And they don't want it known. And so they can react adversely if you begin to bring it up. So be sure to respect a person's privacy when you see something in their own life that is going on with them, but they may not want it disclosed. We hope that some of that can help give some insights. What you are doing is an introduction to share honestly with other people what you are thinking and to learn to modulate that with what the person can handle and to just come in with things that they may be able to handle, like a comment, and then to back up and until they can absorb that. We hope that helps.
Thank you. Next question, Jim Blayhut. The ever-growing spiritual community cannot be denied is a measurable and relevant aspect of Earth society collective. Compared to 100 years ago, how has the average human being changed as it relates to one's ease to access higher dimensions? You know, I just want to say, when you talk about the average human being, I'll let them answer that, but I'm just like, there are so many differentiations on this planet of so many different cultures, religions, belief patterns, evolutionary paths, races, that I don't know how you can answer the average human being. And I'm going to go on more specifically. Are the differences attributed more to changes in the Earth's energy or to the physical being's DNA? Can you explain this time of change compared to past epochs of human history?
Thank you. Right now, there are many changes in communication. There is the internet. There is DTV. There is the ease of travel between countries. There is much information worldwide available about other people and other cultures and other things going on in other places. And then there has been also the wars that has brought changes to places like Iraq and Afghanistan. And there have been influences of other forces, for instance, taking advantage of things like opium growing and the influence of drugs. These worldwide influences and the freely flowing information that is appearing in the media is affecting people's view to become more of a world viewer to see what is going on with other cultures. So this is affecting each individual. Also, there is the human resonance in the frequencies of Earth that and the whole solar system that is passing through in the galaxy higher areas of frequency that is causing people to have to shift in their own frequency to a higher frequency to be able to stay with the Earth and to align with the Earth. And so this is increasing the vividness or the ability of people to shift more easily or to sense different frequencies in their life and in their interactions with people. There have been influences that have been brought in to not make the family as strong. And these influences in the culture have been, some of them, purposely introduced to be able to weaken the family structure to be able to get more control over the people in general. These have all influenced strongly how an individual reacts to their surroundings and to the education. There have been vaccines, there have been drugs. They have made the individual weaker, and less aware also. So these factors will work together to for a final result, which can be different in different cases. So there have been many influences change.
Thank you. Next quick question is, let me just say, I'm going to go till 7:05. And what I want to ask this question from Prudence, because she's going to be over hosting Whole Planet Healing. So the number for Whole Planet Healing is 712-770-4340, 712-770-4340, 250-513 is the pin, pound, 250-513. So I'm just going to continue. If you're on VBS, you can call in on the phone line or go over to Whole Planet Healing. But we'll go to 7:05 to get a couple more questions. From Prudence, my mother Evelyn Kurtz passed over 2 years ago. I asked about her, but she couldn't be disturbed as she was in a class. I assume she asked about her when she was on the other side. The whole family is coming together for Dad's 57th birthday party soon. How is Mom?
Thank you. Is that the end? Hello? When? Are you muted, Gwen?
I hear you.
Yes. I think Gwen dropped out.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. He's holding the energy very strongly for this call, Gwen is. We take a look and see that your mother is really connected at this time and is more open to give and take in energy connection at this time than she was a couple of years ago. And she wishes, she is looking forward to this, and she loves your dad, and she wishes to come in and we don't want to blow her energy on it because she's excitedly anticipating the event, and we wish her Godspeed and good thoughts.
Thank you so much.
Did Wynn come back?
Wynn did not come back, no.
Okay, let me go and see what is happening there. Because he sneezed, and I think he muted himself. All right. Oh, here comes. Let me go.
I'll take my phone with me so we
What we can do, because this was the urgent question for Prudy, what we can do is also move over to the whole planet healing call, unless Vin has another urgent question.
Okay. Let me go and tell him. Yeah. I don't know, maybe he sneezed and he muted himself.
I'm back. I'm sorry. I dropped out, okay?
Yeah.
So the question, Prudy, her question was answered, and I wonder if you have another urgent question or if you want to go to whole planet healing.
Well, let's see here. Craig, you had a question about 911, and yes, our sources can answer those questions. A lot of times people want to know about the secret plans of the negative, and it's not good for us to answer those questions. Of course, there's so much on the internet about it. It was obviously a conspiracy. It was obviously there was elements of it that indicate a lot of inside job stuff, but it's not our job to expose that, or else we won't be able to continue being here, because they won't
like it. It is our job to build a strong foundation that people can thrive and grow, and all the rest will take care of itself.
Okay. Okay, here, other question. Here, let me see if there's anything that's important. Valerie has been asking this question over and over again. How are all these electromagnetic energies affecting us all? Was that like a universal upgrade? Oh, she's talking about, last week I woke up with a serious vibration that lasted for a few hours. My question is about how all of these electromagnetic energies affecting us. Was that like a universal upgrade? I don't know. And I'm going to add, was that serious vibration from a positive source? Thank you.
There are vibrations moving through the planet. And as the electromagnetic forces within the planet that create the magnetic fields and the northern lights are changing, and they are moving in sync with the location of Earth in the solar system and the location of the solar system within the galaxy. So there are changes that are being experienced by each of the planets, and you are experiencing that as the energies are moving through your area in California, and so enjoy the vibration, and it is wonderful that you can sense it. You are becoming very aware. Thank you.
Thank you. And let's see if there's one more question in here. Just a second. Nick, ask your question next week, okay? I know I'm keeping you patient, okay? Okay, Don Herman, can you relate? No. How do higher Elohim, higher dimensional beings such as the Elohim or Ra come together to form effective groups? Could we in 3D make use of the same idea? Thank you, Don Herman. Don, I just want to say something. We have a group energy on this call, okay? But you know what? In order to come together and do something with it, we do whole planet healing. But it takes dedication of people to want to do something, because a lot of times I say, does anyone want to do this? Anyone want to do that? We need help with this. To find ways of coming together then you guys have to come together. We can't tell people to do it. I suggest it, and oftentimes no one responds, okay? So I turn it over to our sources. That's just my quick answer, okay?
Thank you. As your group comes together, we come together with your group. We see where a need is, and that we place our energy and our attention, and this is how groups begin. We see a need, and we begin to put our attention there, and then other people come in, and we know people, entities. We're speaking beyond this to their density realm. Entities who have similar desires and goals come together to fulfill the need. For instance, one is the angels who come together in heaven to be able to receive people that have crossed over and to be able to help them and provide them a platform to recover their individual progress on their path. And to reorient them. So when there is a need, then the people can come together to begin to see how to fill that need.
That's Thank me. You. Okay. 706, we're going to go over the whole planet healing. Thank you all for being here. I'm going to unmute everybody. And...
Unmuted. This session is no longer being recorded.
Goodbye, everybody. Whole Planet Healing.
Bye.
712-770-5600. 250. Did I say it wrong? 250-513. Is that right?
712-770-4340. Access code 250-513-pound.
Thank you. Okay. And just check it out. If you're new, check it out. People love it. A lot of people do. And we'll see you there in a moment.